This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, but you knew that already. Today's cool because Pearl is gone, and we have a special guest, Nadia Mutana from Rwanda. Now, I used to say Rwanda, but she corrected me. It's Rwanda.
Yeah, Rwanda.
Nadia, how are you today?
I am great.
Before we start on Nadia Mutana, now it's going to be in my head. She lives in my backyard, the poor girl.
I'm
going to greet her every morning. It's in there. But before we get there, you moved too quickly, Dan. You moved too quickly over the Pearl is not here.
Yeah.
Dan, this is what we've been waiting for.
Oh, come on, girl.
Like, I know Pearl is the wisdom, and I know Pearl is the sanity, and I know what she brings to this podcast all too well.
Yeah.
She's big sister, and I know that she pulls this thing together, but she keeps us very behaved.
We are about to cut loose.
And the rogueness that we have kept back.
Oh my, I feel my heartbeat. Like,
but you know why I've got this guest here, not only because she's got an incredible testimony and story that people need to hear, but was to fill the space that we would wreck with our rogueness.
Is she our wisdom balance now?
She's going to get us onto a topic so that we don't go down the politically incorrect slide down to losing all of our listeners.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about yumma yama, yumma yama yama. Like, I'm worried that I'm about to get up now.
Come on.
Yumma yama, yumma yama yama. Like, get into some African, woo.
Watch too much Lion King.
Let me tell you something though. Like, my whole life I have lamented that I don't talk with the power of the African man. You know, because in my heart I am that. You know what I mean? But on the outside,
what if you could, Dan? What if you could?
Just did.
On the outside, I'm a feminine fit little frame.
Where did you hear that lie from?
No, you're not feminine, Dan. You just got to get some more calluses.
Calluses.
You could just come and work for Sam on the hilltop.
I've been there, done that.
Building his broken fences.
Been there, done that, got fired. Yeah. Hey, you know what they say? When the cat's away, Serene and Danny are going to rock the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It says that right in the encyclopedia.
Yes. But I was a little bit scared of the rocking, and I was scared of Leslie's bell being a little bit too yellow and smiley. Have you ever, potty listeners who have heard it but haven't seen it, it has this little emoji smiling face. It's not scary to us.
I'm going to ignore her bell so hard today. Like, you're just going to hear it chiming and I'm not even going to acknowledge it because I'm going to be doing African drum dances because I feel this energy.
Well, she has an incredible story. So I would like us to just get straight into it. Nadia, she's one of my greatest friends in life. We started friends, yes, but we've had some rocky good backyard over the fence fights.
Oh, nice.
That's what you get for living close.
More than rocky.
but our friendship is super, super close. And I have observed this woman go through some really, really tough times. And what I want to just preface it with is this. So many times Pearl and I hear from people via emails or when we go and do meet and greets, and we'll, you know, have people come and share their stories, you know, and the stories are hard, and they'll say things like, well, you know, I was on plan, but life got tough and now I'm off plan, you know, my mother-in-law came or my mom is living with us and she has dementia. Although the stories will be hard. And they'll say, you know, but it's been tough. So for right now, I'm off plan. But when life gets a little bit normal, I'm going to get back on track. And why I've brought Nadia here is because in the face of tough stuff, she starts the plan. And she rocks the plan 30 pounds down.
Okay.
And Nadia is an example.
Studio audience. We have so many people here today.
Nadia is an example that inspires us that in tough times, that's when we really can bring our game. And that's when we really need our game. Serene, shut up. Bell me, Leslie. Nadia, you're on.
How long have you been planning?
Honestly, started last August. And so
30 pounds since last August, which we say last August. It's not been a year.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Since summertime.
I failed math. August, November, December, January, February.
So we'll
February.
Be going to six.
4 months.
Well, we're in February.
Did I count? I told you I failed math. It's 5 months?
Yeah, just well,
I didn't even work it out. My brain goes blank whenever I see numbers. I just get a black screen whenever I see numbers. It shuts down. Computer shuts down.
You were like drinking goat milk from the goat.
No, I was breastfeeding instead of school. Yeah,
that's right. Right.
Yeah.
Way too late. Like
okay, 10. Nadia.
Nadia, though, that's amazing. 30 pounds in 5 months.
Yeah, praise God. I honestly like when I got on, weight was not my obviously I had weight to lose, but it was not my goal at that moment. More than anything, just going through a tough time. And I don't
you can share.
And talk right here. These are your people.
These are my people. Hello, people. Okay. So I'm a mom. I'm a single mom right now of 7.
Oh,
children.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And one of them is our videographer.
Yeah,
the guy
that's my
the
oldest,
videos.
Jeremiah, is right here. So,
hi, Jeremiah.
And I just became a single mom a year and a half ago or more. My husband, backing track, my youngest, who just turned 5 in January, she was 4 and then, got diagnosed at 3 with stage 4 neuroblastoma cancer. So, we went through initial 18, 19 months of cancer treatments, all kinds, from radiation, chemo, immunotherapy, all that. So you're in and out constantly. 2 stem cell transplants. Yeah. Which
all this time, she really becomes homeless.
My husband leaves.
So she, she's trying to feed and look after and homeschool 7 children. And then, there's the youngest who is fighting for her very day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're fighting for our life, they still have to eat. They still need a place. All that has to be done.
Where
so.
Were you living?
Initially?
Well, in the past...
Actually, we used to live in Carl's house in Collinwood back then. But we had moved. And so my husband left in the middle of where we were staying. We had 2 weeks left in that house.
Which, in where though? Where was that?
In Bon Aqua.
In Bon Aqua.
And so he took off at that time. And in 2 weeks, I needed to find a place. And in 2 weeks, my daughter was going in for a second stem cell transplant, which is a month to 6 weeks
were
in the hospital.
Working?
No.
Okay.
Literally lived at the hospital. Because when they have a stem cell transplant, you wipe out everything, every immune system. So you don't come home and you're like, we're back. No, there are a lot of food they can't eat. There's a lot of throwing up. There's like, you're constant. And now having 6 other children, they can't even wash your hands before you touch her. You're wiping, changing bed sheets every day.
The immune system.
Yeah,
is
she has no immune system. So it's a full-time job. You're back and forth to hospital, sometimes emergency because infections, stuff like that. So it is like.
And this is on top of also another condition that she had been fighting since birth, right?
Yeah, she was born with another, which they think connects to that. So. Yeah, so it was quite a busy, busy time. And so, yeah, being left. And Serene was like, hey, because when she got diagnosed, the day she got diagnosed, which you never want to ever hear your child being, diagnosed. I never went to hospitals, but we went and Serene called me. My first question was like, oh, my goodness, what do I do with 6 other children? Because they gave me only 1 day to prepare because that's how bad she was. And Serene had the red. She's like, never mind. I've sent a team. I'm picking up your children. They're moving into my house. She put her work aside for the first 2 weeks. They stayed with you. She didn't work. So thank you.
No, it's great.
And so, she just watched my children.
So the Allison family sort of took you guys in.
No, took us in. These guys have rocked my family's world. Like their 2 boys are my little Remy's age. And like, they're all like, close as anything, and then her little girl's the same age as my little. Yeah. It's been like the best, it's been the best blessing of our life.
Yes.
So don't look at me like anyone special. It's been a blessing,
but it was a special
you worry,
though.
Serene Dion.
But it was special because I couldn't have done anything without her help, And now with the husband gone, no car, no place to stay. What in the world? No income, no time to even work.
I love that though, Serene. You don't know who the angels are,
mm-hmm.
or who you're entertaining. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I'm not just saying it. You know how people can say, oh, no, the blessing's been mine. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not even trying to put that on. It really has. The blessing has come back upon us like so much. But back to your story, though. This is the amazing
thing.
So
this is happening. Yeah. I am barely, when I'm focused and so busy, I don't eat. Serene says, how could you ever forget to eat?
I can relate to that. Yeah.
For me, I lived for a year. Just getting in 1 meal a day, just because life is so busy, you know? And so my iron levels were tanking. I was borderline transfusion. Then I started having heart, you know, of course, there's a broken marriage. There's children who are weeping and crying for their dad. There's a sick child. There's diagnosis upon diagnosis that does not look good. It's just, you know what I mean? So my heart started having issues and I was just like hurt and I couldn't move and it was a bit, you know, it was just bad. My sugar levels skyped because, of course, I'm going for so long not eating. And when I'm eating, I'm not eating the best thing. I'm just grabbing whatever I can grab on the way. So a lot of bread, a lot of whatever, pizza, whatever I could grab. And so, and I have no energy. Like I'm struggling with energy. Yet I have to be up a lot at the hospital. I have to be up at home, you know. So I never did any health anything. I've never dieted in my life. I've never, so it's not like I came with knowledge of anything. I was raised by a single dad with brothers. I just, you know, shotguns and played with cars and fought. That's, you never really considered eating anything better. And so, and I don't know about THM over the years, but I was just like, yeah, I don't care about that, you know? And so we'd be like, you want to eat it? I'm like, no. But then I went to Syrian when I remember specifically when we were in Nashville and we had to stay in a hotel for, I think, sometimes her scans were so early and with six of them to travel that early, I would keep them in there and if they're going to have her all day long so I could go back and forth to hospital. So we went there and I just thought, honestly, physically, I was dying. I was going to die in this hotel with seven children and no dad around because my heart was just completely acting out. And my sugar, and I was dizzy. My sugar levels were, when we did my blood work, my numbers were 294 or something, my blood sugars. So, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die in here. So I'm like, I prayed God get me out of here. So when I got home, I said to Serene for the first time, okay, I think I need help. I do need help with my iron levels. I just need, Serene is like, well, coming to Serene, I don't know if that was what you said. Serene is not like Pearl. Pearl would have like walked me baby step and take this and take that. And then, you know, let's understand. Serene's like, oh, Nadia, you just need to stop this stuff you're eating and do this. And, you know, and it got a little heated.
Well, no, because every time she'd come and talk to me about her health, I would answer her question and then she'd get this glazed look over her face. Now, this woman is super, super intelligent and there's nothing she can't do. She's like one of those nation-changing kind of personalities. She can really move and shake mountains. And so whenever I talked to her, like the answers about health, I could see this glaze over, like she just shut down like I shut down with math. Like just the screen would go blank. And I said, nope, I'm not going to help you until you realize how smart you are and how you can figure this out. So when I talk to you about health, I want to have that curtain stay open because you can do this. It is easy. She goes, no, it's complicated. Nope, it is easy.
And it was complicated when you first hear it, don't you think?
So you guys had your fuss was over this plant. You were wanting her to really get on and commit to this.
Well, I had seen her struggling.
Yeah. Well, I would barely walk down the street, and I'd have to lift my baby, who's now 55 pounds. I mean, she could just see me sluggishly getting by.
And Serene's just screaming, it's physics, or, you know.
Yeah, she's just,
you know what
she's
to do.
Such a godly woman. She's like, I just need to fast more. I'm like, no, yeah. You need to eat. Yeah. Stop the fasting. Yeah. God wants you to take care of yourself.
Well, and what a crazy person to cross paths
with.
Oh my
goodness.
As you're going through that.
Yeah.
And your nutrition and diet is at the center of cracking up. And then you bust into Serene.
Oh, yeah. And Serene brings it all.
It's
like,
all
she's
of
not
it.
Like giving me the ABCs.
No,
like,
she's pouring.
No, like, entire. I'm like, what does even that mean? Like, you know? And she's like, Nadia, you're smart. You can get this. I'm like, listen, my life is so busy. I just can't add anything. She's like, you make time for whatever you want.
You even made her face. That face which she makes when she's like aghast. Oh, that
I finally like had enough of it. And I was like, Serene, guess what? If you were, you have not walked in my shoes, so you don't get to talk. Yep. You know, we had the attitude happening.
Yep.
And she didn't stand back. She's like, I might not have not. She brought in her, she sang her feet in. And
that's a Campbell kid.
I may not have walked. So her and I, like, really went.
I said to her, I may not have walked in your shoes, but listen, sister, I got my neck back and forth.
Yeah.
I went to Nadia Matanya, Rwandan speak. I said, hey, listen, I was visiting two dying children in the hospital. One in the critical care, like with 4 days to live with cancer, and the other one in a coma
with
in
my trauma ward. And she's like, I now have my smoothies with me.
And what did I eat? My yuck yums. Why? Because this is the most important time. When tough times are there, that's when you bring your game, Nadia.
She wasn't saying, I didn't start this now. She was just, you know, she's been doing it. But anyway, so I'm like, whatever. So we literally parted our ways, went and slammed both of our doors apart. And we thought we were just...
You thought she's fighting
in
you.
Love. We slammed in love. I said, I love you, Nadia, but you're going to have to bring this game. I can't help you by just like letting your eyes glaze over. I saw the glaze over look, but you can do this. This is your hour to shine in health.
So I went in and I was like, man, still struggling health-wise. And I thought about it. I'm like, okay, honestly, I need help. I need energy. Like more than that, actually more, I need to live. I need to be here for my children. So that was, I just realized I do need to change. Because I'm the only parent they have.
Yep.
And my daughter is struggling for her life. And so...
Was that the main thing? I've got to show up for my kids.
That it was nothing to do with weight. Like, I lost weight before people were telling me. I'm like, yeah, I didn't even... Like, you know? My goal was, I need to be here. I need to stay alive for my children. And I need to have strength to take care of her. Period.
That's why I was so harsh with her too. Because it was like, now's the time. Like, we don't have time for ABCs. We don't have time to like hold hands as we walk through like the shallows of nutrition training and we go up. Like, no, it's now. Yep. It's Navy SEALs drop you in the deep, cold, icy water.
Yeah, literally what she
and
did.
Shine.
That's amazing.
So that's what we did. And I was like, okay, I got to start somewhere. Because I do need to show up for my children.
How did you start? What was some of the first things you did?
First thing I did is stay away from her. Because Serene is a purist. So if you've never done this, coming in, like, I'm like, I'm not going to have hours to do this stuff.
And you know, so from my kitchen window, I can peer into her kitchen window.
And judge her food.
Oh, no. She will watch my children carry. Somebody's giving me donuts and they walk past her door.
Serene's like Rambo with a flaming arrow.
And her son is like, oh, I'm coming over. And then she's like, no.
Did you send a kid over to intervene?
Oh, literally. I've watched some of those, you know, because single mothers get blessings from people.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen the white bread trash coming into her home.
Out there, dude.
And I told her, if you see your sons on my car, they're not just being gentlemen.
They've come to confiscate. Arden shows up on a four-wheeler. Mowing down pizza delivery, guys.
So what I did, because I honestly could not comprehend the plan. Like it, and I didn't feel like I had time to read through the book. That's what I thought, you know, at that time. So what I did, has sweet Breezy. Breezy's good friends with my daughter. Like they're the same age, actually, although I always think Breezy's older. So Breezy's always... She hangs out with my daughter. So they're back in and out. And Breezy likes to eat good. So I remember one day she was eating something. I'm like, what is that? And she's like, I can show you. Breezy likes to share. And she's so sweet. Oh my God, why don't you show me? She's like, one of the first things that I still eat almost, I make every week is the pancakes. Because I say, Breezy, when I told her I'm ready to start, I think you were away when I started. And I said, Breezy, I'm ready to start. I just need, give me 3 recipes.
Well, that's where you started, was breakfast, because you never ate breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Serene went on me about eating breakfast because I just skipped. She would just see me walk out in the morning, early morning, 7 o'clock. I got to drive my baby to the hospital. I just went and I wouldn't eat until I came back. Serene's like, you need to eat. And I'm like, Serene, some of these appointments, my daughter is having to fast because you have scans. They don't eat. And she's like, how am I feel guilty eating and drinking when my own child is not going to eat and drink until noon. And Serene is like, you're not the patient. So that was hard for me to separate. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, Nadia, you don't take the chemo like her. But I'm like, well, if I could take it for her, you know. But Serene's like, you are not the patient. You need to eat to take care of her. And that took a while for me to comprehend. So now you see me dash out and there's a plate of food and there's water and I'm going. So I started first, you're right, eating breakfast. And that was the pancake and the oatmeal.
The pancake, meaning the Trim Healthy pancakes with the cottage cheese oatmeal, those ones.
Actually, first it was the oatmeal because I didn't even have time for pancake. It was Pearl's oatmeal.
The sweatpants oats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just did those every day. And that was my first step that I started with. And then I went to Breezy. Okay, what else do I do? I've got that one in. I've done punk. And just the oatmeal, just every day, it's amazing what the changes were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally within a month.
What could never be done? It's a circle of life. Oh, that's why I'm like in this rhythm of you right now.
We went from the Lion King to the sucker. Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
Same movie, by the way.
Yeah, I just realized.
I'm hearing this song as you're talking.
Yeah.
I'm hearing just...
Lion King brings me to the altar call of life every time. Like, that's some spiritual stuff in the Lion King.
Spiritual.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So breakfast was the thing.
Yeah, so honestly, I did breakfast consistently for like a month, and I was better. I wasn't fighting for, because my iron was so low. I wasn't, and I got on some supplements, Serene, like to get iron supplements, just, you know, but I wasn't fighting for energy as I was a month before. The heart stuff completely stopped right away. I didn't have heart problems. And the dizziness, which was a sugar thing, just completely stopped the first month. So I was like, okay. Well, let's stick on, you know, but I didn't check my clothes. I didn't weigh myself. I didn't ever check any of that. And so we moved on. Okay. What's the next thing I can do? So literally I lived on the pancake, the oat. And then I just learned that if I had a meat and a vegetable so I just did that.
For lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to pick something, I'm out of even at the hospital. Okay. Order the burger, throw the bun out. And have that
so
and the
you
lettuce.
Told me you even eat on plan from the hospital menu, oh, yeah. which people would say would be impossible.
I'll send you my pictures. They're beautiful.
See? Yes. Yeah. And now you are like so in. You batch cook, right?
Well, yeah. I have, again, 7 children busy and I homeschool and I have a child in treatment and I work to income. So I don't have time. So I batch cook. I take one day, usually Sunday afternoon, and we just cook all the meals for the week. That includes my teacher. Otherwise, I will skip eating.
Mm-hmm.
So I just throw the pancakes in there. The kefir is made throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I
talk
make
about
all my
the
meat
kefir.
And veggies.
Let's talk about the kefir, because that's when you really notice your
in
biggest
August,
weight loss.
Yes. Yes. So towards the end, so beginning of August, end of August, you introduced me to kefir before we went to Florida. And I mean, I was just in your room,
because
in your house,
it's
talking
such
about
a
something
quick
else.
Way. Like that's what kept me going when my sons were in hospital. And I was like, this is going to be great for Nadia, because first of all, kefir doesn't rot. It just ferments a little bit better. So you don't have to worry about like, where's a refrigerator? Where can I put it in? Right. So you make a big kefir yuck yum. You go on your way to the hospital. You've got sustenance. You've got superfoods.
You've got good.
I put it in the fridge at the hospital.
Yeah.
But you introduced me to kefir because you are searching it for your son,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you were like, hey, this will be good for Grace. So I started making kefir, not for me, but for my daughter who's going through cancer treatment for her gut health. And then you're like, this is good for you too if you put baby on all that. So I'm like, okay. And my daughter wasn't so inclined to take it. So I thought, okay, if I take it with her, she'll be fine. So I consistently did just a week of kefir smoothies when we were at the Above Ruby's retreat in some. And people thought I was like this expert THM person, because every evening meeting I came with my kefir smoothie. But I was just beginning, because you introduced to me before I went, and I traveled with my kefir. Like I went from, you know, when I'm Serene's in, I'm
got
in.
A convert.
I went with it and we drove down. Sita, your
she
son
took
drove
grains
us.
With you.
Sita, yeah. I said, Sita, please drive, because I'm too tired to drive. So he drove us and we put the kefir. When we got there, I called Serene on video. I said, I think I killed my kefir, because he was just like, and she's like, Nadia, it takes superpowers to kill kefir. I'm like, I have the superpowers. I thought he was dead. But then if it turns out to be like, so you shake it and it works well. So the whole week I did it. I had all these women coming in my cabin saying, show us how. I'm like, I'm just new at this thing. But within that week, I dropped significantly. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Yeah. You just need those good bugs.
Just that one.
And it was a satiating meal that you didn't have to think about. It was one meal you didn't have to think about it. Because you're like, okay, I've got the breakfast down. I do like oats or I do the pancakes, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know one of my meals is going to be vegetables with a meat. But What's another meal that I don't have to think about? Because for your life, you don't have time to think.
No, I do have fancy. I know people cook fancy. So I do this THM dinners once a month where I invite other ladies for support, you know. And we get together and everybody. They bring all this amazing stuff. They go after me because I don't bring anything. I just bring dark chocolate. This is my contribution. Like, I don't have time to cook. But they cook. I haven't explored all the fancy meals. I just have basic 3 to 4 meals and that's it.
You know, I think a lot of women do that though. There's these fat cookbooks with all the things, right? And I think a lot of women are like, here are my like standard go-tos, like my sweatpants oatmeal, we call it. Like what's like for Pearl, hers is her sweatpants oatmeal. Like when she's in her sweatpants and she doesn't have time, she's just throwing this same oatmeal down. For me, it's eggs over toast.
Yes.
Like I'm busy, I don't have time, but I can scramble an egg in a hot pan and a minute, and it's quicker than going driving to a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have like your 4 kind of standards.
Honestly, if I go out the week, I just will pick a piece of a certain kind of meat when I'm batch cooking, whether it's chicken or beef, and I'm just gonna make that a bunch of it. Throw tons of veggies, all kinds of veggies in.
Yeah.
That's it. So then I could do quinoa, I could do brown rice with it, but we're good to go. That's one meal, and then I have the kefir, and then I have my breakfast.
And are you loving the food? Like when you're making food, do you feel stressed? Do you feel like you don't have time? Or are you enjoying this new process?
No, because it's a family thing. Okay. That's a Sunday afternoon family. We come home from church. Everybody's hands on.
Okay.
So I'm going to make their food and my food for the week.
Oh, nice. So you're making bulk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because like, there's no way I'm going to make
another food that you said that you enjoy too is the eggs on toast, but you do the egg whites.
I do, yeah.
And you like do the like in a nonstick pan, you'd make those nice nutritional yeast egg whites and you put them on the toast and it's like filling and satiating.
If I have to have a late night snack.
Yes.
So from before Trim Healthy Mama, your life was sort of going wild. Not that I'm teeing up Trim Healthy Mama as that solution, but I'm just, your mindset was one way during this time. And so how has that changed from when, you know, you started getting control of what you were eating, which comes with, you know, good fuel for your mind to work right? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, how has your mindset changed from that time until now?
Well,
microphone check.
I don't know. Is it
too low for her or?
I don't know if I thought about the mindset. I guess I'm just at the point, before it would be like, I thought health or eating healthy is something you needed a lot of work put in, a lot of research done. It would take quite a lot of effort. That was my mindset. You just have to be in a season where you have that time for that. So, and that's why I was like against it, because I just couldn't add one more thing in my life, you know? And you know, whenever you look at anything health-wise, it's just like, okay, it's a whole life change and it's going to take a lot. I guess now my mindset is like, no, just because something is good doesn't have to take me all day.
Yeah.
Right. And see, that's what would you say to somebody out there who the very thing that stopped them from keeping on the wagon, so to speak, or even starting it is because their life is not easy or they've never found that perfect time. What would you like to say to them?
Honestly, so walking this journey of cancer, right, with all the stuff, it's continued. Like, I'm a planner naturally, generally, but walking through the journey of cancer, there's so much unknown and so much change. So I've learned, and you reminded me of it, to just live daily.
Live daily.
Daily. Because I can't control tomorrow. It's like I have schedules, but so many times it would change because she had to go, something happened, you know? So live daily. So with that, I think I've also applied that to my eating. Instead of like being overwhelmed, oh, can I continue this? Can I honestly be consistent with this down the road? I just daily, what can I do today?
Mm-hmm. Did you have any foods that were really difficult to give up? My favorite was Coca-Cola.
Bread
for you?
Yeah. But you haven't had to give up bread. It's just that you haven't been able to
make. It took me a while to find bread that I could eat.
Right. You can eat my bread.
You shouldn't have none. But yeah, I love her bread. So I didn't have time to make her bread. And I didn't know which bread I could eat. So I just went for a while without bread. Bread was my staple. Like, just just grab bread.
Because you could pizza. Grab it and eat
and
it.
And I go to church and there's pizza right there. Now, I don't even cross my mind. Like, seriously. But the first few months, I'm like, pizza there. Like, that was hard to give up.
Right.
Yeah. So I didn't drink coke. I didn't like, so I thought I didn't eat bad at the beginning. Because I'm not an ice cream sugary person. But my wrongs were like my grains.
I the just, carbs.
Yeah.
Because we love grains. And you've learned that. We keep on saying, keep those emails in. Keep those gentle carbs. Those. But an easy food that you have found really handy has been sweet potatoes during this journey too.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
Yes.
I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah. And tuna because it's like just a very, very easy, cheap protein.
Yeah.
It's easy. And then the other thing you said, you went through a season, especially before we introduced you to kefir, you did... For dessert too, your Greek yogurt, the berries.
Yes. So I would get, so I did the oatmeal, then I did moved on to lunch and my lunch was consistent for like another month to 2 months. It was just the Greek yogurt and I cut in strawberries, frozen strawberries, and I threw in a few sliced almonds and shredded, unsweetened shredded coconut.
Oh yeah.
And dark chocolate.
Okay. Like,
that I thought it was a treat. I wasn't missing out. That helped me not go back to my white breads and all the other stuff I wanted.
Yeah.
So whenever everybody was pulling out their dessert or their lunch, so that gave me my thing. That's what I ate every lunch.
See, I love this. I love this inspiration for people because every single meal that you got a hold of, you got a hold of it. You took the bull by the horns for a good month or two. Mm-hmm. And they were simple and easy. So this is not a complicated program for people in tough times to get a hold of.
No, it wasn't complicated. And in infant, when I come in, so I would just make sure, okay, when I added the lunch, I just had to add that extra shopping in when I went shopping. But even when I came in, I was so busy, I showed my girls, hey, can you just slice those frozen strawberries and we just throw it in? And it was a quick meal you can make in a few minutes.
Do you have a favorite on-plan meal?
Oh my goodness. Right now, I'm really loving my pancakes.
Yeah.
And with the blueberry sauce on it and Greek yogurt side. Oh,
and chocolate chips. You seem like you do nothing without chocolate.
I do dark chocolate. I do like dark. That's my only dessert I do. I love dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So I don't really bake or do THM. I just go to Aldi's and I pick up my extra struck dark chocolate to 90% and above. And 85% and above. And that's what I do for dessert.
85% and above. Yes.
It's so simple.
Okay. And I do want to say this, Danny. I do want to say, see, she is on a budget. like totally. She doesn't do special ingredients.
Yeah. Although I forgot in my Greek yogurt, sometimes I will add the whey.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. The special ingredients I have is the whey protein and the baybel because I needed that for my iron.
Yes.
Yes.
And then recently I've added, for my kefirs, I've added the green.
Yes. But all this is coming from the Slash Goods, right? So our factory, right? You know, they open the boxes with the Stanley knives and the top packages.
And I'm like, up there.
A lot of them get slit. We can't sell them.
No.
So they come to whoever in the Hilltop wants to take a slit bag.
Yep.
Yeah. Nadia says, I'll take a slit bag.
Just a little oil from the razor blade.
Oh, I don't care. So, but that's what I did. I knew I couldn't, wasn't going to spend tons of money on something. So I just had to work with what I have.
See, you can't be from Africa and not have baobab in your life.
Well, actually, I'd never had baobab before.
But I bet your body wants it.
I thought you were going to say you can't be from Africa and not have fried food. I'm like,
oh, is that the... Well, I actually wanted to ask you...
Oh, from the south and not have your
fried food. Because you used to live in Africa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was born and raised.
So how is the diet in Africa?
Starch. A lot. So that was the hard part for me to
keep. Okay.
You raised on the bread. You raised on the white rice. You raised on the corn. Like, it's just starch-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That was your comfort?
Yeah.
It's a heavy starch.
It's what I've known my whole life.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. But tell everybody how you're feeling now. You're sitting here and, you thought, okay, I can't add one more thing to my life. But look how your life is rearranged now. It's like the energy that you have. It wasn't like adding something to your life. It took a bunch of burden away.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I was so weak. I was spending so much time in the, in bed having to not feel well, or sick or just sluggishly getting by. So I wasn't getting a lot done. Now I have a very full schedule. Like, I'm here. I've already been to business meetings today. I already have work to go to do. I've already done homeschooling today. And we have the day, you know. So I'm able to do a lot more and just be able, like, you know, the other day I took them to the Tennessee Science Museum. But, I mean, I had the energy to do that before. Wow. I wouldn't have that. Or coming from the hospital with her, she was just there for 5 days. We came out Tuesday. And being able to carry a 50-pound baby all around, I mean.
See, this is the deal. So she's still in the treatment. Like, so for a while there, she was in the hospital for, you know, with a stem cell transplant, for 6 weeks at a time. And then when she'd get home, a fever might spike and she'd go in the next night and turn around. But right now she's still a week out of every month in the hospital for a full week, night and day.
Okay.
And so...
So somebody asked me at church on Sunday, they're like, hey, so, you know, are you feeling like a little uncomfortable from eating different things from the hospital? I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, don't you eat? I'm like, no, I still am plan. It doesn't like... Now it doesn't even... I didn't even like sit and plan it when I'm there. I'm going to be on plan. It's just my life.
Yes.
I didn't think about it. So when it was breakfast, I was like, oh, sure. I order from your menu. I got like an omelette with spinach and mushroom and cheese. And that was my breakfast.
See, that's going from...
So it's no longer like... It didn't even cross my mind. I'd seen somebody say it at a church and they're like, and you mean you eat on plan at the hospital? I'm like, what else was I supposed to do?
Yes. That's when it becomes like you feel the wind in your sails, you know, when it's not diet, it's lifestyle, where you're not really consciously like, you don't need to take 5 minutes to like get a checklist out or anything. You just, you become like, it's like your reach changes, like the things that are just impulse change, you know? And it's at first, I think people feel like, oh, I got to keep up with stuff. But even 4 months later, you're already in lifestyle mode.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've tried, like, my children, oh, do you want to try it? I've tried over time, like, oh, let me take a bite of that cook. My body can't anymore because my sugars were so bad. My sugar levels, if I take, I just, like, feel sick.
Yes.
I can't even, like, swallow one bite even if I want
to. It's almost non-edible.
So now I just get sick that's no longer attracting.
Yes.
You know, at all. So,
Isn't that interesting?
I know. I never would have thought that I could look at pizza and be like.
Right. And associate it with nausea.
Yeah. Or sick.
Yeah.
I just, dizziness, you know. Now I don't even, like, at church, it's always there or even at the house. But it just passes me. I don't even cross my mind, thankfully. I never thought that would happen. But I want to talk about when I didn't notice weight loss. I know people are like, how do you notice? I was just so busy, like, doing my life.
Yeah.
I was just grateful for energy to do what I needed to do. So I did notice I was losing weight. So Pearl will come, oh, Nadia, wow. You look good, Elizabeth. I'm like, yeah, that's just Paul. Just, you know.
Being nice.
Just because you're on the plan trying to like, say something good about you. So I didn't take it, you know. Or you would say, oh, now you're looking slim. Like, yeah. And so one day, I took her to an appointment and I'm wearing my pants that I usually wear. And I come home and I'm so annoyed by those pants. And I go to my chin. I don't know. Like, I think this, like, the slim of this, the pants, and you know, it needs to be restored because they keep, like, they keep grabbing on the floor and I'm at the hospital. I don't want my pants touching the floor. So I thought I needed to like resew it or something. And I'm just like, what's wrong? What happened? I'm like, take them off. I want to see. Am I? So I picked it up like this and bend and I'm like, something happened. And I'm like, no, everything's still okay. And then one of my child comes and says, mama, they pull on the side. I'm like, oh,
that's what we call a non-scale victory.
It took me months. I hadn't realized. I just thought something was wrong with my pants.
And all your pants were falling down.
Well, this one wasn't like falling because the way you buckle it, but it was reaching and I hated it touching the hospital floors.
Yeah.
So when my child went to this, like on the side, I'm like, oh, I have room there. That's why it's
nice, dude.
Wow.
And all my pants started falling and I was like.
So you weren't weighing yourself, checking in, trying to lose weight.
No, I just told Siri and I weighed myself this time. At the hospital last week, and that's when I was like, oh, total over 30 pounds.
Wow. Did that motivate you, or are you just like, whatever, I'm here to show up for my family anyways. So.
Well, I think at this stage in life, I was like, wow, awesome. Like, I mean, I hadn't been able to lose weight
and
for
let's,
years.
Let's say this, none of this has been exercise.
No.
She doesn't have the time. So this is all
I
diet
would love
change.
To. But I don't have time.
Oh yeah, she's gonna get there. We've got plans on this girl. We've got another over the fence.
Oh yeah,
argument
there's another fight coming from the food prophet.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, Serene hears people say things like, I don't have enough time. And on the outside, she's like, mm-hmm. She has that sweet smile. On the inside, she's like, we'll see about that.
I would love to be able to, but honestly, oh my God, I probably got in a walk.
You have come to me, though.
They're going to fight right now.
And I hadn't done it for months, you know?
But you come to me, though.
And Michelle came over. I think she just texted me. And she came over. Let's go work out.
Michelle is a friend from church.
Okay. Carrie, my Grace, I do weightlifting all day long.
Grace is her 5-year-old, yes.
That's all the one that
yeah.
See, that was me in construction. I was like, I work construction. I don't need to exercise.
But I would love to walk. I haven't figured that one yet.
Oh, no, Nadia.
Get a treadmill.
I'm so sorry.
Get a treadmill.
Stop this treadmill stuff. Nadia, I'm coming. I'm coming to you with the weights.
I'm coming to you with the weights.
We have an over-the-fence conversation yet to be had.
Fight. We don't want
to
record a fight.
I want to catch a fight.
Especially if it includes weights.
No, it's so fantastic.
But I'm there and she's like, you know, because I got to... I share a lot of my appointments with her because she watches my chin back and forth. So I go, okay, Serene, I got to run out and do this. And she's like, I'm like, okay, keep up. Good job. And I run outside stays working out.
Oh, yeah. She comes up and asks me that she's leaving and I'm in the middle of my weight workout. Yeah.
But I've enjoyed it.
It's going to happen. You don't realize you've got a gym in your backyard.
I know.
Yeah. Because you're living out here, right?
Yeah. She's living in our yard.
Those are like a few steps apart.
Kick a ball down the mountain. Go get the ball. Walk the ball back up the mountain. You're done. Some of these mountains are like.
Well, we're
mountains.
41 minutes in, but do you have some more inspiration? Like anything more that we haven't covered that you would love to share? You're talking to your old you, okay? People that are listening that are saying, my life is just too tough. I can't add one more thing. Like what you're talking about. Or look, I can't learn new recipes or it's all too complicated. And talk to your old you.
Yimayama, yimayama.
All right. So again, for me, my motivation was that Nadia, you have a purpose. You need it. Your children need you. So now, so every excuse went out. Mm-hmm. Find a purpose to live for. And that would motivate you. And two, I like things simple. So I didn't go for it like huge. I just one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. Because in Africa, we live off the same thing every day. I know, yeah, everybody likes variety. I just picked one and I was going to master that. But if that was going to get
me... That's life-changing for me. Let's just pause there. That is life-changing. In Africa, we just lived off the same thing. I feel like in America here, in our Western society, we're so spoiled and it's like we have to feel like every second day we have to flip things around and have four new recipes and keep things fresh. No. Like half
Check
the world
cultures.
Just lives on the same jolly thing day in, day out.
When you go to
happy.
A Mexican restaurant, it's the same thing.
That's true.
So it's just Americans. So I was just like, I'm just going to pick one that becomes my regular and pick that. And that was easy other than I haven't gone to the recipe. I don't know what the recipe books looks like.
I don't think you've looked in those recipe books.
No. So if I could find one that works, make it simple and take it by day. Because I think I could get overwhelmed like, oh, would I consistent? Like, no, just today. Today, make that choice. And to me being busy, I found that if I already have the food in the fridge, it takes away.
Nadia Madonna. This has been our best show.
Wow. Don't say that to Pearl.
Oh, Pearl.
Them are fighting words, Dan. You might get fired.
And I
it's the circle. The circle of life.
What my favorite song of that I think is like I love Hakuna Matata.
We do Hakuna Matata karaoke at my house. And my daughter sings the I'm gonna be a mighty king. Is that the right one?
Oh, that's it. Oh yeah, that's
enemies
it.
Beware. And she nails it.
You sound like you actually
And
the
I
one
do
on
I
the...
do the parrot. I'm like I've never seen a king or beast with quite so little hair.
You guys.
I'm going to be the main event.
You have watched this too many times.
Well, not yet.
Now we know what's going on in the Valdez household.
I'm working on my raw. This child is getting out of wing.
You have
I just can't wait to be king. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Stop.
Oh, we're missing Paul.
Love it.
This is awesome.